Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. Controversy brewing this week surrounding proposed state legislation that would prevent the institution of foreign laws here in Michigan. For some, it seems like an unnecessary measure, while others think it's a smart preventative move. Joining me is the sponsor of the bill, Republican State Representative Dave Ajima. Welcome to the program, Dave.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure to be here.
Now, opponents of your initiative say that even though it's not stated, the target is Sharia law, which is Islamic law, something that communities in other parts of the country have outlawed. Is that, in fact, a concern for you?
Well, that's what they're making it, but the bill doesn't basically, it's not against any particular group. It simply creates no new hoops for anybody to jump to. It just simply says and requires judges to stick to only constitutional law of the United States of the state of Michigan. That would include UN mandates, Hague, any country that tries to impose their foreign law on us. So if you believe that American citizens and legal aliens should abide and be subject to U.S. laws, then you should have nothing to fear or worry about this bill. And I think at the most, the bill simply reiterates and reinforces the current law of the land. There's nothing controversial about it, but the bill won't change anything, I said, for any group. Just as you would expect to go to any other country and have U.S. law overriding their law, others should not come to the U.S. and expect their international or their foreign law to override ours.
Well, the thought that we're concerned about a foreign law being instituted here seems unimaginable. Without your bill being put in place, how could such a scenario actually take place?
It's already occurring. There's been 50 cases in 23 states. And if you want to go to the Sharia law aspect, there was a case in New Jersey where under Sharia law, it's allowed for a man to beat his wife. A woman won a restraining order, and the judge didn't know what to do, so he ruled using Sharia law, which says he can beat his wife. And he dismissed the case, and she appealed, went to a higher court, and won. There's a good example of you should not be using a foreign law in an American court. So that's all this does. I mean, the people that are upset about this and trying to make this a religious issue obviously have something in mind, because if they're here and they have their allegiance to the United States of America and the state of Michigan, they should have no problem with this bill.
Now, some Muslim groups here in Michigan have spoken out saying that this is, they claim that it is targeting their religion. And Michigan does have a significant Muslim community and is a hub for new immigrants from Muslim countries. How do you anticipate they will generally react to this kind of an initiative?
Well, if they're the ones that want to institute their law, which would supersede, according to their own religion, any government man-made law, because that's what their law says, Sharia law. It's Allah's law through them. Then they're going to have a problem with it. If they're here living under our law and have allegiance to our Constitution, then they have no problem with it. So if they're going to make this an issue, there are plenty of cases that I can show you how that law, their law, the Sharia law in particular, is not consistent with our Constitution. I mean, there's been members of the Team B2, it's called the Center for Security Policy in Washington, that's brought up numerous things about security and how this is not consistent with our law. So, I mean, I can go down a list of things if you wanted to, but if they're trying to force their religious law, which is a governmental law, because Sharia law is not just, their religion, it's a whole way of life and includes the government, includes punishment, includes everything. So those laws are, anathema to our Constitution.
You know, there has been a similar legislation passed in Oklahoma, and it is being challenged in court. Critics argue that such legislation is based on an anti-Islamic paranoia, noting that Muslims make up only 1% of the American population and would have no ability to impose Sharia even if they did have the desire to do so. How do you respond to that?
No, I think it's already occurring. Now, that's why there's been 50 cases in 23 states. Because I think, let's get away from this, that this is just against Sharia law. It's against any foreign law that they're trying to make supersede our Constitution. But now, if you're going to talk about Sharia law, their law, that believes that there is no such thing as a man-made law. It's all Allah's laws. They believe in female circumcision, gender inequality. We don't believe in that. A man can beat his wife. We don't believe that in America. They believe in polygamy. Our Constitution doesn't allow it. Women can't marry outside the Muslim faith. That's not part of our Constitution. And if they do, they can be punished. Women can't go outside the house without permission. To prove rape, women need four male witnesses. Now, these are just some of the things that are in direct contradiction to our Constitution. So I'm not directing this directly at them, but if they're trying to force this on us, this bill would say, no, you can't do that, because we're going to use U.S. law, not foreign law.
I'm talking to Republican State Representative Dave Ajima. He's presenting a bill that would prevent the institution of foreign laws here in Michigan. Representative, your colleague is actually going to be holding a press conference tomorrow on the issue. Rashida Tlaib, she is the first Muslim woman to serve in the Michigan legislature. Do you think that, are you in any way surprised by the reaction from her and from Muslim groups, in the sense that your bill isn't necessarily attacking their faith in any perceivable way?
No, I'm not attacking their faith at all. If they're trying to insert Sharia law into our Michigan or federal law, then they should be concerned. Then they're going to be upset with this. If they're not trying to do this, they shouldn't be upset at all. But the fact that it's occurred in other states means we have to do something ahead of time before it occurs in the state of Michigan. There's already been one case. Now, I don't know what case that is right now, but I know there's been one case in Michigan concerning this. So, I mean, she can do that, but then she's basically telling me that that's kind of her agenda. And my agenda is to protect our Constitution. That's what I swore to defend, the Constitution of the United States, mm-hmm. against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And if they're going to put foreign law into our Constitution and our laws, that's, in a sense, going against the oath of office. So what I'm trying to do is maintain my oath of office. Now, if she's trying to push that they should be able to do this, then she's in error. That's all I can say.
So where does that leave us if we have this freedom of religion and someone has an outlook based on their religious beliefs?
There's no religion right now that can dictate what our constitutional law should be. I mean, our laws are our laws. I don't care if you're, a Buddhist or whatever else. We have some cases in India, from India, that are trying to put their law into our law concerning, child custody and so forth. It doesn't apply. I try going to Mexico and say, well, I don't like your law. I want to abide by U.S. law. Or try going to the Middle East and try doing that. It doesn't work. And a lot of nations are having trouble with this right now. Mm-hmm. England, Australia, the Netherlands, they're all looking at this saying, we went the wrong way here. They basically said we encouraged all these different groups to come, and they're all bringing their individual belief system and what they think the law should be. And they're having chaos because mm-hmm. They're not a homogeneous society.
Well, wouldn't they ultimately need a majority of the vote to be able to institute any law whatsoever?
No, it's already sneaking in because you're already having it happen. That's my point.
Okay.
You've got 50 cases already in 23 states where this has occurred. Now, with this law in place, it simply directs the judges, you will use U.S. law, mm-hmm. and Michigan state law. You will not use foreign law to decide a case. Simple as that.
About 30 seconds left. With the legislative focus on the economy and education, do you expect your bill to be voted on by the House?
Sure. It'll be voted on by the House sometime. I don't know when because, again, the floor leader and the Speaker of the House decides when bills are taken up. But I just put that in just recently, so we've had a summer break here. So we'll see what happens.
Republican State Representative Dave Ajima, thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome, sir.